another podcast provided by the CPA Technology Advisor at the intersection of technology and public accounting. Document Management for Accountants to Go is a monthly discussion with Executive Editor Greg LaFollette and Document Management Expert John Higgins.
Hello, Greg LaFollette, CPA Technology Advisor, Intersection Live. We're recording today Episode 5 of Document Management for Accountants to Go. Today we're talking about workflow, and I have our regular guest, John Higgins. John, as many of you know, is a principal in one of the leading consulting firms in the country, CPA Crossings, out in the Detroit metro area. And John, you've been a practitioner and a consultant, and you're a CPA and a CITP, and do all sorts of work with the AICPA and with the Michigan Society and lots of other things, and I think you actually practice and help firms. You get to do that in addition to all the volunteer stuff that you do too.
Yeah, once in a while I actually do some real work and go out there helping firms of all sizes to deploy technology more effectively, and that's something I enjoy doing very much.
Well, you're awful good at it. I certainly appreciate that on behalf of the profession. I appreciate everything you do for us, and specifically at the CPA Technology Advisor, you've done an incredible job of doing our reviews in the document management, document storage area, and helped me on several webcasts. And then somewhere along here, about 6 or 8 months ago, in a weak moment, I convinced you to go off on this latest venture and be my permanent guest on Document Management for Accountants to Go, our latest foray into the podcast world. I certainly appreciate your doing that for me. This is our fifth installment today that we're recording.
Yeah, well, I welcome the opportunity, and it's always enjoyable to have these conversations, and doing the reviews is also it's a labor of love, because it's a good opportunity for me to make sure I'm staying on top of what's going on out there in the market, and try to communicate that to all your readers as best I can.
Sure. Well, now we have readers, and we have watchers, and we have viewers, and we have listeners, and we have some. We're recording, as we always do, we're recording live today on TalkShoe, and I don't see any guests yet. Occasionally we get some on Tech2Go often, and for those of you who would like to join us, you can simply go to TalkShoe.com and you follow the dial-in instructions there. We will record Episode 6 live on Tuesday, July 22nd at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. So that's Tuesday, July 22nd, 11 a.m. Eastern. We will record Episode 6. And, John, when we first started talking about this, I was if you'll recall, I was a little bit concerned, and I said, you know, if we're going to talk about document management, do we have enough to talk about on an ongoing basis? Will we run out of material? And I remember you, you laughed out loud at me when I said that. you said not to worry, and now that we're started, I'm not worried. We've been through the first four, and we've barely scratched the surface. Today we're going to talk about workflow, and that's a fascinating issue to me. And Episode 6 in July, we're going to talk about portals. Interesting stuff coming up.
Yeah, there definitely is. In both the workflow area and the portals are, you know, very natural extensions off of the document management system. So we're starting to see a lot of firms really move in both those applications, because they're, you know, getting more mature in their deployment of their document management system. So these are natural extensions to focus on next.
Right. Additionally, just a couple of other notes for our listeners, especially for our new listeners. Remember, we do keep a set of show notes. So if perchance while we're recording we mention specific websites or product names or telephone numbers, things like that that you might want to write down, you don't have to scramble for a pencil. You can simply go to CPA Tech Advisor. CPATA.com, or I use CPATA.com, and click on Intersection Live. Take a look at the show notes for this episode. This is episode 5 of Document Management for Accountants to Go, titled Workflow, and we will have a full set of show notes there that will list all of those items and will be actually even hyperlinked. So if we talk about anything, you don't have to worry about scrambling to write it down. Additionally, if you have any comments or thoughts and you didn't have the opportunity to dial in live, like to make a comment, we do keep a voicemail box. You can dial 800-456-0864, and the extension is 2106. So give us a call and leave a message. We occasionally bring in guests or just play their voicemail in and answer the questions, and that's always kind of fun to do, don't you think, John, to kind of get that first-hand question from our listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime we can get questions or comments from practitioners out there dealing with these issues on a day-to-day basis, that just helps us to do a better job on our end to make sure we're talking about the things that are most important to what they all want to hear. So, yeah, that input is great to get.
Right. Well, John, as I thought about today, and we're going to talk about workflow, as I thought about this, I started kind of looking at a little bit of the history, and I want to kind of lay out for you how I see this thing and then get you to respond to it. It seems to me that here, 6, 8, even 10 years ago, the vendors, I'm going to talk about tax, but it's much bigger than that, but the vendors started giving us the ability as practitioners to print a copy of the tax return to a PDF file at the same time we printed a copy for our client and for our file. Practitioners began to look at that and said, gee, now we can keep a copy of the tax return digitally. The first thing that happened then is we said, oh, we're going to need dual monitors, because alt-tabbing back and forth between a copy of a tax return and the tax application or the work papers or whatever it happens to be just doesn't work very well. So digital documents, I believe, kind of caused dual monitors. Then we decided, oh, we're going to need to come up with some decent tools to annotate these digital documents. And if you've ever tried to annotate anything using Adobe, you know what I mean. So many of the vendors came up with things now. You know, there's plugins from Thompson and from CCH and Docket and ActFirst, lots of different tools out there, and some of them are that CCH one is called PD Flyer, that comes with their product, and ActFirst actually sells theirs separately. It's called TickTie and Calculate, pretty decent little product. And so firms came up with, we kind of now have answered the annotation thing, and then we said, well, gee, now we can just get rid of our physical files. And then they ran smack dab into a huge problem, and that's what you're going to talk about today, John. They ran into workflow, because most firms, I know certainly in my firm, workflow was when the file got up and flowed out of my office into somebody else's office, and the workflow was physically moved the file and the responsibility by picking the file up and putting it on somebody's floor, and we kind of measured how much work they had to do by how high their pile was. And now all of a sudden, we've got all this stuff digitally, and firms immediately realized that there was no way to flow their work around the office. And so they called you, John, and they said, John, help us with workflow. And you said...
Well, there's a lot to this workflow. That's kind of the first thing you have to understand. It's a pretty broad concept, just when we use the term itself. But I think you hit the nail on the head there, Greg, when you talk about, if we look at back at the traditional workflow, and whether it's tax or audit engagements, it's, you know, is the credenza my inbox and the floor of the outbox, or is the floor of the inbox, the credenza is the outbox? But in every firm, it was usually one or the other, and that's how you knew what you had to get accomplished. And And as you were moving your folder from one office to the next, you hopefully had a chance to chat with the person you were handing it off to, and then you might give them some informal notes that weren't documented anywhere. You might just say, you know, by the way, we need another copy of the K-1 for ABC partnership or what have you. And so as all that information went into a paperless model, we lost that visual, which is a very important visual about where the work is at.
Right.
And also a big part of what was lost are the routing sheets. In every paper-based system, you have some type of routing sheet that's involved, and that is where they would just make some of those important annotations or notes about whether certain procedures were completed, maybe the due date, signing off on a task that was done. And so one of the things that the workflow application, when we get to the software side of it, needed to be able to do was to emulate that flow of information in the routing sheets and also checklists as well that may support the routing sheets or support the engagement.
Sure.
And so what you have in the marketplace today, this is certainly an application area that needs to evolve further. There's some good solutions out there today. They're getting better by the year, but it's not as pervasive. The applications aren't as pervasive, and they aren't as mature as the document management systems themselves are. But I think that's just a matter of time and you know, more firms wanting to focus on it as they do go paperless. And so you really have to educate yourself about what it is exactly these workflow tools can do. And, you know, that's what we can certainly get into some of the conversation here this afternoon in that regard.
Well, John, you know, one of the problems that I see in this workflow area, and I actually wrote a column about this not long ago, workflow seems to be everywhere. Frankly, inside of every tax application, you know, Lacerte, ProFX, UltraTax, GoSystem Tax, all of the, you know, Pro Series, all of the what I would call major professional tax prep products, they have some sort of what I'm going to call workflow, and I'm using air quotes around that, but they have a tax return status system. Some of them are pretty sophisticated. They actually help you move the return through the process. And it's a great solution if everything is a tax return. And not everything is a tax return in most firms. So you go over and you say, well, you know, there's workflow in payroll products, and there's workflow in write-up products, and there's workflow in practice management, and there's workflow in document. So I don't know whether you buy workflow by the pound or the quart or the mile. You know, I mean, it seems to me that, you know, you need one workflow thing. And, you know, I know what we're going to talk about today, because we're talking about it in terms of document management, and that's what I would call document-centric workflow, and that's great if everything's a document.
Right.
But, again, not everything is a document.
Well, and that's for sure, and that's what's interesting about how this market is evolving, as you kind of alluded to, that it really the workflow tools seem to have originated out of the objective of automating the tax preparation process more fully. And so when we implement document management solutions to help take the tax practice paperless, then that was a very natural spot to put in a workflow tool.
Right.
But as you look at the different parts of a firm, of a practice, there are all kinds of needs to really automate the workflow. And when we say automate the workflow, it's really a matter of just saying, okay, what we used to do with our paper documents and as well our electronic files that stayed on the computer typically, I guess in the early days we had the sneaker net, but you know, we've gotten good at keeping those on the server for sure. So we needed some tool to manage that. And, you know, even though it grew out of the tax area primarily, if you step back and look at it, to me, logically it should grow out of the practice management application area. And I think that as time evolves, we'll probably start to see more and more of that being the situation, because some of the practice management software has already, for a number of years, had some pretty good functionality in it to, you know, set up an engagement, maybe identify the tasks or the milestones in that engagement, perhaps budget for that engagement.
Uh-huh.
But they didn't go to the point of actually having a tool to kind of route that engagement and route the related files from one person to the next.
Right.
And that's really what this newer generation of workflow tools are doing. But they came out of the document management arena and, the objective to automate the tax practice.
Sure. So the practice management you're talking about, John, would probably be the Thompson Practice CS product, which is pretty much, I think, the most advanced practice product on the market right now in terms of document management. But I mean, many firms look at that and say, you know, it's kind of like getting in a 747 to go down to the corner to get a quart of milk. I mean, it's incredibly fully functional, but maybe overkill for some clients or for some firms. I don't know.
Yeah, well, one of the areas I think you want to keep your eye on is Adobe.
Right.
Certainly you have with Adobe Acrobat the ability to create electronic forms, and we're seeing in our work a lot more interest in firms to really understand how to use that tool so they can replicate their routing sheets and replicate their checklists as electronic forms in Acrobat. And it appears as though Adobe is really going to be coming down the road with some better tools to actually take that to the next step and use them to route those forms around the office.
Sure, sure. There's many firms are looking at trying to figure out how to use SharePoint in this, and then there's a lot of interest in this in that XCM product that's really, and I think the only pure workflow product on the market today, I believe. Is that true? Or
yes, I would say that's a fair statement. And the advantage that XCM brings to the table is that it's standalone in the sense that, therefore, it's generic to any other vendor applications.
Right.
Now, there is some integration. I know, for example, they integrate it with CCH Document.
Right.
But it's designed really to work on its own, and so you could take that in any practice and really for any type of workflow, whether it's practice management workflow to get the time billing steps completed or
right.
doing the tax prep or an audit engagement. And so there's a lot of flexibility in that application as well in terms of the setup of it. So that's a good point.
I was actually in a firm a couple of weeks ago that is that you might find interesting. It is an XCM shop, but they are not paperless. You don't need to be paperless to use that XCM product, which I found kind of interesting. They're using the workflow part, but they're not a paperless firm, so.
Well, that's an interesting point, Greg, because I found that in some of our work with other document management solutions where there was, some type of workflow tool, it seemed like in many cases it was the workflow tool that was driving the decision to select that particular solution more so than the document management functionality itself.
Right, right.
And I think from a management, a practice management, from like a tax service line leader or an audit service line leader, they look at what a workflow tool can do to help them just manage and monitor all of their engagements, know where each engagement is at any point in time and
sure.
who has responsibility for doing what. It's a huge, benefit from a management perspective, and it really becomes a byproduct of the process.
Right, right. So we started, I'm sorry I took you down a different road there, John, but we started talking about what I think we called document-centric workflow. So I know built into the GoFileRoom product and the ActFirst product and the Docket product and the CCH product to a degree and many, many, many of the other document management products, they have a workflow thing kind of built in there. Break that down for me in real simple terms so that even a partner could understand it. What is this workflow as it relates to a document management? What does that mean?
Okay, and it's going to depend on the vendor solution because they all design them differently, as you might expect.
Right.
But essentially, one of the main objectives of the workflow tool, when we talk about a document centric solution, is to facilitate keeping or having direct access to all of the documents and other electronic files related to the engagement. So think of it as replacing that red rope folder or that red weld folder that you have on the desktop or on the floor. And now we have this virtual folder, and some of them are designed actually to look like that. The GoFileRoom TaxFlow has actually virtual tabs and things of that nature.
Sure.
So the idea there is you know, job one is to have a tool so that I can quickly get access to all the related electronic documents and files related to that particular engagement. A second piece would be then I want to have some ability to move that engagement from person to person because I can't physically walk it down the hall anymore. So how do I then go about moving it from person to person? And there's different ways that that's implemented. Some systems will allow you in advance to kind of lay out all the steps in the process and identify who in the firm is responsible for that step for that particular engagement. And that way you can then, when John's done preparing the tax return, I can route it electronically to Greg, and he'll get that virtual folder or virtual binder, and it should also have capability to track our review notes so that as we're moving that engagement through the office, we can electronically track the review notes as well as the resolution of those review notes. So that's a really nice feature that you want to be sure to look for in a workflow tool so that you can keep it, all that information right there in one central place. We see some firms looking as part of that process to be able to track time, although I'm not a big proponent of that. I mean, it's a nice idea. I understand the concept of being able to use the workflow binder to track the like actual and budgeted time on the engagement, but you have to be careful that you don't start trying to make your workflow tool your practice management tool. And that was the point I was making a few minutes ago, is that I think there's a really a good case to be made that naturally the workflow tool should be an outgrowth of the practice management system.
Sure.
So you can trail that financial information and the time billing information along with the engagement.
So the idea being that you want to capture that, ideally that time should be captured at least once and preferably not more than once, right?
Right, that's the key. We've got to make sure we're not setting up a scenario where people are having to put their time in more than once. We all know it's like pulling teeth trying to get them to put it in the first time, and so we can't be having them put it in two or three different places.
Correct.
So that's the concern there.
So, John, I want to go back to this and make sure that I understand. So we could set up a rule. Let's say we set up a task that says, in its simplest form, when a tax return comes in the door, the admin does something. She logs it in or something and creates the fact that, okay, this work is here. And the system then can be trained to look at, for example, who the client is and say, oh, this is John's client, so we're going to assign, you know, we'll move this task to John. Or you could leave it, in some cases, you could leave it open and say some firms might want to say, rather than assigning it statically at the beginning, they might want to say assign it to a pool and let people, and then let the system assign it based on availability. Is that kind of how that works?
Yeah, absolutely, because, you know, if you have the ability to assign it statically on the front end, that's good as long as you can change it, because no firm is that perfect that they know in advance, you know, who's going to do every step on every engagement. So
exactly. You've
got to have the flexibility to change on the fly or adjust.
Right.
And like you say, you also the concept of having pools so that many firms, they might have a pool where they physically put in incoming tax returns, and so people are just supposed to go to that central location and pull off the next return to be completed. So at that point, you want to have the ability to say, oh, okay, I raised my hand because I took that engagement, so now ABC Co. is assigned to me. And then certainly one of the real benefits of workflow tools, because we're talking about a digital application, everybody in the office who has access, authorization to access that information can see exactly, you know, who has the return and taking it to the next step. These systems many times will give you some very useful management reports to say, okay, I just want to see all the returns. It's April 1st. I need a listing of all of our tax engagements that have not been completed or extended so that
right.
I can make a management decision. Do I need to, you know, ask people to work more? Do we need to just move forward to put everything on extension at this point? You know, those are tools that, boy, in the past, without having it all on one nice report in front of you, you had to do a lot of grunt work to really try to pull that information together.
Right. So before, as a managing partner, I walked down the hall and I looked in everybody's office or in everybody's cube, and I tried to say, gee, how big is their pile? And that gave me kind of a visual clue of how much work they had to do. Although the size of the pile, the size of the file doesn't always mean complexity, but it was a way to kind of do it. So I don't have to do that anymore, because now I can know exactly. I could look at my workflow and say, I mean, I could look at work in process or at my practice management and see what you've done, but what I don't see is what you have to do. So workflow, I can look and say, well, here's the 23 returns that John's got to review, and by golly, there's five of them in here that have been in here for 3 weeks. What's going on?
Yeah, exactly, and that can alert you to then go have a talk to John and find out what the situation is. And there also to the point about looking at the folders and you know, get an idea of how much is to be done. The systems will oftentimes give you some kind of data field to track, like, the level of complexity. So to your point about being able to see not just the quantity of work that needs to be done, but which of those engagements are, you know, very complex engagements versus which ones are very simple. If that data field is on the workflow binder or folder, then you're going to have the ability to get some reporting to say, you know, show me all my simple returns that need to be done. Maybe we can get those out over the next week. Or show me the ones that are more complex that are yet to be done, and we have to make sure we can staff for them. And I think, you know, when we start talking about staffing, an important thing that we're going to see evolve out of this is firms are looking for that workflow to then go to the next step, which is staff scheduling. And that's a whole other application. And,
right.
You know, most every firm has their own scheduling tool today. For a lot of firms, it's some firms that are very traditional, it's still a column or work pad. But
right.
In other cases, it's an Excel spreadsheet where it's a little bit more automated. And then other firms will have actually, you know, full-blown staff scheduling modules. So that's one of the things that I always hear asked is, well, can we interface this with StaffTrack, for example?
Right.
Is there any integration? So that's where, well, you know, if as a software developer, there's so many good opportunities out there to really help firms keep going down this path that
right.
And
you know, for a firm of size, and I'm going to say probably above even 15 or 20 people, scheduling is pretty important, and finding that sort of solution usually is a separate solution for the rest of the firms, and that's, you know, as you know, the vast majority of firms. Those kinds of solutions may well be overkill, and there's, you know, there are some products, and I'd mention a couple of them. One is Office Tools Pro.
I was thinking the same one, Greg.
Oh yeah, okay. Great product for a firm of, you know, they would say 15 or 20. I'd say 8, 10, 12, but somewhere in there for small, very small to small firm. It's a great solution. And the other one, I think, is the LexisNexis product, Time Matters, Billing Matters. Both of them are, you know, they're kind of a cross between a document management and a practice management, traditional time and billing, scheduling, due date monitoring. They come at it from a different side and document management.
Yeah, I think the Office Tools Pro is an interesting solution specifically, and we reviewed that in our last issue with the
right.
document management review. Actually,
yep.
It's coming up in the August with the document storage
correct.
Review. But it's you know, they have a very comprehensive set of applications in a relatively low priced solution. But theirs is an example of where they have practice management functionality, time billing functionality integrated directly with the workflow tool.
CRM too.
Yeah, CRM, absolutely. Yeah, it's quite a collection of applications, and it's not as feature rich as you're going to get in some of the higher level applications for, as you say, firms that, you know, are over 15, 20 employees or more. But definitely for the smaller firm, it's a very good integrated application that can bring all these different tools together, or a lot of the tools together.
Right. And, so on some of the larger systems, you know, I know we've looked at the Go File Room product. That's a Thomson product, and they've now got Go File Room ES, Enterprise Solution and GoFile CS, which is, you know, for the more traditional, the old Creative Solution product line. That has functionality built in there. It's called Firm Flow, Client Flow, Tax Flow, two or three other things. That's kind of an open form thing that you kind of build your own workflow on top of a template or a tool that they have. Is that kind of how that works?
Yeah, traditionally they referred to it as their tax flow application, and they rebranded it about a year ago to Firm Flow,
right?
Because initially the nomenclature inside that application was really geared toward tax, but the functionality was pretty close to being generic enough that it could be used for all types of workflows. So that's when they rebranded it as Firm Flow and made the functionality a little more generic, so you could use it for your audit engagements and so forth. And it's pretty structured as a virtual folder model where you lay out the steps in a workflow and you can assign the people in advance. And you also have the ability to identify some user-definable fields of additional information you may want to track as that engagement moves through the office. And so that additional information might be very different for an audit engagement than it is for a tax engagement.
Sure. Okay.
And then the client flow, that's actually the name for their portal application.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Okay. And that's next month.
Yeah.
we'll be talking about that next month. So if a firm is now moving into the digital world, and we're starting to approach less paper or paperless or digital, whatever we're going to call this, they have to attack this workflow thing. What are some of the best practices, ideas that, how do they start? What do you do? Where do you go?
Well, there's two sides of it. One is, how do we change our processes internally? And then what are the software tools available? So you have to decide which angle you want to come at initially. But if you have a document management solution, I think it's obvious there's a pretty good integration, or should be a pretty good integration, with the workflow tool, because you're going to move the engagement from person to person. You want to move the files somehow, either through a hyperlink or whatever, so people can get access to those files as they work on the engagement. So the first place to probably start is if you have a document management system that you're already using, then I would say, okay, let's find out from the vendor, do they have a workflow tool? If not, who do they recommend as a third party that most of their customers are utilizing?
Okay.
So then you just do your research there to find the tools that are available to you. As far as how you actually deploy it, well, usually what we find with firms is that they like to go through the exercise of taking whatever the workflow is. Let's just say it's tax preparation, because that's probably the most popular. And let's just flow chart it out. Not in a lot of detail necessarily, but what are the key steps in our tax preparation process? Who's responsible for that step? What information do they need to have access to? Because, certainly in some cases, still going to be parts of it will be paper, and parts of it will be scanned images, and parts will be other types of files. And so we can identify what information needs to be available, what steps are involved, and then we can use that information to go to the workflow tool and say, okay, let's map out this. We've mapped out the process now manually or visually. Now we've got to go in and set up those steps in the workflow tool. So that's how you actually go about that is definitely going to depend upon what your workflow tool is, because they all have different types of functionality. So.
Sure. Okay. So if one of the things I hear firms asking for all the time is, that just sounds like an awful lot of work. Isn't there a way that I can take advantage of somebody else's best practices? Can I kind of get these in a box? Are there any of these systems that kind of come, preloaded, or how does that work?
Yeah, again, each vendor that has these solutions, they all approach it a little bit differently. So, I'm a big proponent of when you're looking for a solution like that, is to take the time to just have a webinar demonstration of the application from the vendor. And the more of those you can see, the better you're going to be in making the right decision. The beauty of it is, Greg, is the ability for practitioners to shop for this stuff today is so much easier and more efficient than it was even just a few years ago with you know, the concept of web conferencing and webinars and so forth. So you could say, I'm just going to dedicate the day to looking at workflow software, and I'm going to call up these five vendors, and I'm going to schedule a half hour, 45-minute, or an hour-long demo of each of them. And as part of that presentation, that's when you should be quizzing them to say, okay, so can you tell me how other firms are using this? And then ultimately get the names of some firms that you can contact, because obviously the salespeople always make the things look a little shinier than they are in reality.
No.
So anytime you can, talk to a practitioner who's been through the speed bumps of actually deploying a solution, and that's what best practices really are about, is learning from other practitioners who have gone down the road before you, and finding out not just what the best practices were, but what were the worst practices, the things that they failed at or
sure.
really stumbled on. So.
Right.
But back to your original question, though, there may be some templated models. These vendors really try to do the best they can to make sure you have a successful implementation. So to the extent that they learn from their customers, and they learn a lot because most of them are doing the training and implementation consulting, so they certainly have a lot of knowledge to share with you and to bring back to their software developers. So you'll see more and more of an evolution to where you have these prepackaged types of templates or solutions as part of the workflow tool.
So all of the vendors have people on staff who do that implementation training. Talk to me a little bit about those guys. In your experience, they're pretty good. They know what they're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. And when we relate it back to the reviews we've done in the magazine of the document management systems and the document storage, one of the differentiators between those two categories is the document storage systems, tend to be a little bit lighter in their functionality overall, or their breadth of functionality. But their approach to training and implementation, pretty much without exception, is to do it all over the Internet with teleconferencing and web conferencing.
Right.
But the people are still good. I mean, they know the product they're very good at it. When you get into the, more sophisticated solutions like the Thomson CS or the CCH solutions and Act First and Docket and some of those, then you're talking about a more complete deployment, and they have, very good people. A lot of them will bring CPAs or accountants on to do that work so that they can really speak the language when they go out to a tax or accounting firm and really make sure they understand what that particular firm's issues are as far as their workflows. And then they can bring their knowledge of the software application to the table and say, okay, based upon that, here's how we want to help you configure it for your particular situation. So there's, definitely some very good people out there doing this work.
Well, John, and I know that unless I get real direct with you, you're not going to say this, so I will. You and the other people at your firm at CPA Crossings do this for many, many firms, and not only the actual implementation, but I know because I've been with you when you've talked to firms where you help actually in the selection and provisioning process, kind of walk through the whole thing. What do we need for hardware, for software? Do we do it internally? Do we use web-based? How to and help firms? And that's a service that you offer as a consultancy. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a pretty structured process to do that, and the nature of our process can work whether it's a document management solution or a practice management solution or a workflow tool, because we certainly speak the language and we understand, having worked with many firms, what the issues are, and we have a good knowledge of what's out there in the marketplace. We don't pretend to be, detailed experts in all the different applications, because that's a full-time job just keeping up with any one application. But
right.
We certainly know enough about the market to really be able to ask the vendors the right question and match the right vendors up with the firm's needs. Yeah,
right.
And we enjoy doing that work. That's good work.
Right. Well, John, we've pretty much burned our time, as is usual. We blow through this, and there's so much interesting stuff to talk about here. The whole idea of workflow as it relates to document management, I don't think that's something that many firms think of on the way in, but they certainly think of it once they get there. And I very much appreciate your coming and again being so generous with your time and sharing with our listeners everything that you've managed to put together on the whole DMS and specifically the workflow world. I want to thank you for your time and remind everybody that we'll be doing episode 6 of Document Management for Accountants to Go. We're going to be talking about portals and a whole other really interesting offshoot or part of document management. We're going to be doing that on Tuesday, July 22nd, 11 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. I've been visiting with John Higgins, and John is a nationally recognized expert in the area of document management, specifically for accountants, and he's a principal with CPA Crossings in Metro Detroit. John, thank you again for sharing your time. I look forward to seeing you and visiting with you again on July 22nd.
Well, thank you, Greg. I appreciate the opportunity. It's very enjoyable doing these podcasts.
Absolutely. Thanks so very much.
That wraps up this edition of Document Management for Accountants to Go. Join Greg and John again next month for more insight and advice on document management issues. This has been a podcast provided by the CPA Technology Advisor at the intersection of technology and public accounting.